like in my house anymore.
I'm in the
yeah.
You know
you're
what
such
I mean.
An unwelcoming mother.
I right?
Yeah. Oh. I knew that.
Elisa, we're about to start.
Hi.
Okay, let's get started. I'd like to welcome everyone to our regular session of our City Council meeting for December 3rd, 2024. The year is gone, hasn't it? Welcome to those in the audience. Our first item is, we'll turn it over to Council Member Elisa Van Lankveld.
Thank you. I have no insights today, just a welcome, and I will, if you'll stand with me for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Next item is citizen comment. If there's anyone here from the community that would like to address the City Council, please come forward, state your name and address.
John Marsh, 3879 South, 775 West, Bountiful, a.k.a. North Salt Lake. I just wanted to thank the council and staff for all the work they've done on annexation. Really appreciate the new signal that went in on 8th West by Adelaide. That is long overdue. It's wonderful having, you know, extra safety there for the kids. It's really noticeable. It's helped keep traffic down. So just wanted to say thanks and wanted to follow up if addressing was ever going to happen. Thanks.
I have a personal opinion about it that we should make the change, but it didn't. The arguments for making the change back in the day weren't there. You know, when the post office and the services, they just said, "Oh, it doesn't matter to us." And so I didn't see it as a big deal. But I think at some point it should happen, and it's part of being in the community. And I've heard of stories of people buying houses and not realizing that they were actually in North Salt Lake. So, but that's just one man's opinion. For some reason, I feel like we should really hurry tonight, and I don't know why, but I'm moving along here. Next item is consideration of a motion to approve the mayor's appointment for Planning Commission. We have two members that are up, and they're both would like to be in on their second term. I don't know if any of them are here. Oh, John, yeah. Anyway, I would like to reappoint those two members of the Planning Commission. Is there any discussion or a motion?
Mayor, I'll make a motion. I move that the City Council approve Mayor Horak's reappointment of Irene Stone and John Marsh to the Planning Commission to seats 3 and 4 respectively for the term of January 1, 2025 to January 1, 2029.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that passes. And thank you for what the Planning Commission does. They do a lot of work for us and fill an important role. Next is consideration of Resolution 2024-39R, a resolution authorizing boundary line adjustments and accepting the right-of-way dedication at 335 East Center Street. Sherry? And Sherry, how did this happen?
How does anything happen? So the property owner at 335 East is getting prepared to do a minor subdivision. They have approximately an acre here, and you can see their house is right in the middle, and they have enough room to do a lot on either side of their house. And as they did their survey work, the surveyor found a boundary line discrepancy, I guess, or an error. And we have a fence or a wall that you can see here that's between Palmquist Park and this property owner, as well as the property owner to the north. And that's been there for, I don't know, 20, 30 years, a very, very, very long time. Here's a couple of pictures of that wall. You can see that it's permanent. It's always been the boundary that we've all assumed was the boundary, but it's not necessarily the boundary that's written on the legal descriptions. And so they found these discrepancies. And in this particular survey, what you're seeing is the line where the fence or where that wall is, and then where our deed goes over onto the property owners is red, and where their deeds go over onto our side of the wall is in green. And so this is essentially just an agreement between the neighbors that said, hey, this is where we've always thought the property line was. It's always been this wall. We're now going to correct it on paper. So this is called a boundary line agreement. It's done with a plat and a surveyed plat that all of the property owners signed, but it takes the consent of the council to authorize the mayor to do that. So we brought that before you. Also, as a part of this, that property owner at 355 West Center Street, when they are looking at doing their minor subdivision, we've noticed that if you look at the overhead, you can kind of see the sidewalk in front of the church there, where that sits, and then it makes it kind of comes south and then goes further. You know, it's not in the same spot. And so they needed to dedicate that additional right-of-way to us so that in the future we can move that sidewalk and make it in a straight line, and we can have, a shoulder on Center Street in this location and generally just make it safer for pedestrians as well as for cars in this area. So they are just killing two birds with one stone, getting the boundary line agreement done and dedicating this right-of-way to the city. And so we've prepared this resolution for you to consider.
Thank you. Any further questions for Sherry? You know, as I looked at that overhead, it kind of creates a natural parking zone in front of the church that maybe is not a bad thing, but I'll leave that up to planners. Yeah.
There's not saying that we're going to move the sidewalk right away. It'll just be we'll have the ability to if we desire to in the future.
I would just like to add that I appreciate that you did it in red and green for this month.
It's easy to see the contrast between those two colors, as can be shown that in our previous maps that we looked at tonight, that if you put the colors too close together, you can't tell which is which.
Well, I liked it.
Mayor, I'll make a motion.
Thank you.
I move that the council approve Resolution 2024-39R, authorizing the approval of boundary line adjustments along the west property boundary of Palmquist Park. Am I on the right one? And accepting a dedication of approximately 9.6 feet of right-of-way on Center Street with the findings and corrections as noted in the staff report.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Let's start with Tammy.
Aye.
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 Thank you. That passes. Next item is consideration of Resolution 2024-40R, a resolution establishing a citizen arts committee. And I guess we could do all of these, kind of.
Well, you probably should do them one at a time, but I put one memo in here for all three resolutions. I thought I would take a moment, though, and just go over a couple of things that are important to understand as you contemplate creating these committees. We have in your proposals for these three new committees, you might remember that it essentially breaks apart. That's really not the right, it sounds negative, but it ends effectively the Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Board. And so we will have to make some code changes in Title 10 of the city code, which is the city's land use ordinance. And because it's in the land use code, it requires a public hearing at the Planning Commission. And so we don't have that prepared for you tonight. I thought we would wait for the council's actions tonight, and then we'll schedule the public hearing at the Planning Commission. And so in January, we will come back, if you create these committees tonight, and we will amend Title 10 to eliminate the PTAR committee. Also from here, what we'll do between now and January or February or however long it takes, if you might have surmised from the resolutions that we'll need to advertise openings in these city committees, and we'll need to solicit citizens to participate in these committees. There are not enough members of the Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Board to fill three new committees, and so we'll be adding citizens to these committees. And then we will also have to select city council committee members, and the resolutions are written so that the mayor selects those as he does with other committee assignments. I thought this was important to at least be able to refer to tonight. This is the current Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Committee. We have seven members of that committee, and here's who has appointed them. So on the left, you have the seat numbers, but we have these citizens, and then next to them, you see, for example, Emily Carr, who's here tonight, was appointed by Tammy Clayton. So as we think about where these folks might want to be or might continue to serve in different committees, you can kind of keep track of who belongs to you as a council member, and we may want to keep that going. This part of what happens next is a little bit foggy, and so we'll have to feel our way along, but I'm sure it can be done. But I thought it was important to remind the council these are the appointments on the PTAR board today. So getting into the individual resolutions, you might have noticed that each committee, all three of these committees, has five citizen members chosen by the five council members. The mayor, as I said, will assign a city council member, as he does with other boards and assignments that have been made to each of you. We thought we'd keep that the same. In the resolutions, there's an Exhibit A, which is sort of some general purpose statements, duties and responsibilities, but also in there is the requirement that these committees will prepare an annual report during the first quarter of the calendar year, so in time for budgets, hopefully, we will have each of these new committees come to the council and make a report and a request for funding. All the resolutions allow for non-voting members. This was important to you as a council when we talked about this a long time ago, the idea that if these committees want to invite someone who might be an expert in the arts, for example, since we're talking about the art committee, or they want to invite a local artist to be part of their meetings, they can do that without coming back to the city council, and they can simply invite people to be part of their meetings. And I thought that was reflective of what the council asked us to consider as we looked at these new committees. And then after formation, these committees would create their own bylaws. The bylaws do come back to the city council for your review, but bylaws are an excellent way for our citizen committees to manage themselves, to go about their business and move forward doing the work of the committee. That's kind of all I had on the overall all three committees. These slides are from a previous presentation we made in November, where we put some duties on these committees, and these are reflective of the Exhibit A that is attached to each of the resolutions. Now, since we've talked last, and even since the packet was prepared, I made some adjustments to the staff assigned to these committees. So in your packet, this is written one way, the staff support, but I'm suggesting that we add Sherry Pace to the Arts Committee with David Franson. And Exhibit A has in your packet doesn't reflect that change, but I did make that in the proposed motion. So you see in the motion on the screen approval of the resolution with this change to Exhibit A. Under committee membership, paragraph A, we would add the community development director as a non-voting member, as a staff member. So that's the proposal on the arts committee. And I'll just leave this slide up if you want to have a discussion about that or just where you want to go on this one.
Mayor, can I ask a question?
Yes.
What's the idea or the thought on the frequency of meetings? Is it that the committee itself would determine that frequency, or was there some discussion about that?
So in Exhibit A, it says they will meet not less than quarterly, but that they can meet more often. It's flexible. So some of our committees may, for example, the Civic Events Committee may not meet as often in the fall and winter as monthly, but perhaps during the season as events come forward and the calendar rolls on, they need to meet more often, or maybe parts of their committee needs to meet more often. Frankly, the Arts Committee, I would envision might meet often at the beginning, but maybe less so as they get focused on their committee. I just don't know.
And let me explain part of my reason for asking the question. I have a working assumption that I'm now verbally testing, which is that although we will have one more committee than we previously had, that doesn't necessarily mean more meetings. It might be that some of these committees, perhaps like the Arts Committee, they don't meet very often. And so then, therefore, if that is true, that the administrative burden may not necessarily be increased. Am I barking up the right tree?
I think you are. I think the other thing the staff has noted as we've discussed this proposal is that our meetings, it's very likely our meetings will not be quite as long as the Parks, Trails, Arts,
right,
and Rec, okay, meetings are today, because they can get lengthy. That's part of what we're trying to solve, is to focus more efficiently on these three respective areas that currently happen in one committee, which can make the meetings longer and confusing.
So I have another question or just a comment. When it comes time for the meetings and the bylaws to be developed, I think a suggestion, it may not necessarily need to be in the packet, but I don't think a legislative member on the committee should be the chair or the vice chair. I think it should remain with the citizen members. And we've experienced that before. This committee will come and make a recommendation to the city council. We really shouldn't be controlling that process if we can help it. And that can sometimes happen when you're the chair or the vice chair. So we need to be removed from that option.
Mayor, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Do the people that are on there currently, have they voiced where they might want to serve?
I haven't had those conversations, but I think that we've, David and John, who staff the current committee, I think have a pretty good idea. that there's a trails, so. Yeah. There's some that care about trails, there's some that care about arts, some that care about civic events. I also think it may be possible that current PTAR members have an interest in more than one area. So we may want to be prepared for that.
Can they serve in two different committees?
I think they probably could, if they're willing. Okay. And that's something that you would want to do?
I was going to say, so our first assignment would be to reach out to our designee and figure out where they want to be. And it's possible that, like one committee may have five people that want to be on it. And then someone, that means another committee has nobody. So we'll have to go out and find out who can serve and who is willing to.
Can I have a couple questions? Mm-hmm. Something that has been a little bit of a barrier in the Health and Wellness Committee has been achieving quorum for meetings. And as what I've read that was in the packet today, it does not indicate that a meeting should not be held if quorum has not been met. Is that true?
It doesn't really address that.
Great, and I like that.
And I think bylaws could address that. And
okay.
I think each of these committees should think about that idea. Now, we do have the Open and Public Meetings Act that we need to be cautious about. So we'll have to think through. The intent is that these would be public meetings, mm-hmm. subject to the Open and Public Meetings Act. So we'll have to think through the quorum requirement and really how we do that. So I don't know, Wendy, do you have a comment on that?
The only comment I would say is that the Open and Public Meetings Act requires a quorum for a public meeting.
Yeah.
So in essence, there would need to be a quorum in order to have a public meeting.
And with five members, you've got to have four.
Yeah, and I wonder if we
three, 60%.
Change. Does it have to
no,
be a quorum be of the voting members?
Percent.
Could the non-voting members contribute to achieving quorum?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the issue we should study and see.
And then one thing as a discussion, either here or across the month as we get ready for the city council appointments, is I am not always clear what my job is on the committees where I've served, and not wanting to overstep, and also not wanting to watch them flounder if there doesn't seem to be a lot of energy and action. So just some maybe clarity or recommendations for where that boundary is.
And I shouldn't do this, but Councilmember Van Langeveld has been amazing at the Health and Wellness Committee. That's a committee that has, in fact, at times struggled to know about its focus, and staff has also struggled with that same question. But I think Councilmember Van Langeveld's done a great job as the council liaison, helping that committee, helping all of us to sort of focus in on some things that have been really critical for that committee. So thank you for that direction that you've helped us with. It may have felt awkward at times, but.
Well, to summarize, you said we'll be kind of feeling our way forward here, and I think.
In a way, I think this is really new territory for us, even though I believe in the citizen committee model. I think the city has made real progress doing some of its work using citizen committees. It depends on what the committee's doing, but I think this is a good model. I think the direction is good, and so we should be able to. I'm very hopeful that we'll have lots of citizens interested in doing more for the city. This is an area where the city staff has often struggled to know the city government's correct role in city events. And I think the council has expressed also that it would be wonderful if we had more of a grassroots, citizen-driven program in some of these areas. And I think this gets us closer to that. So I'm hopeful about that. Having said that, I can move to the motion slide and let you guys.
Someone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. I move that the City Council approve Resolution 2024-40R, a resolution establishing a Citizen Arts Committee with this change to Exhibit A. Under Committee Membership, Paragraph A, add the Community Development Director as a non-voting member.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Let's start with Ted.
Aye.
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 Thank you. That passes. Next item is consideration of Resolution 2024-41R, establishing a Citizen Trail and Active Transportation Committee.
The only thing I would note here is that the Community Development Director or his or her designee is noted in Exhibit A, and my request would be that we exclude that language from this Exhibit A. So here's the motion for this item.
Mayor, I'll make a motion. I move that the City Council approve Resolution 2024-41R, establishing a Citizen Trails and Active Transportation Committee with the following change to Exhibit A under Committee Membership, Paragraph A, remove Community Development Director or her, his designee.
Second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Let's start with Tammy.
Aye.
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 Thank you. That passes. Next item is consideration of Resolution 2024-42R, a resolution establishing the Citizen Civic Events Committee.
Mayor, I'll make a motion. I move that this, is there a presentation? Did I jump in too fast?
There's no presentation.
Okay. I move that the City Council approve Resolution 2024-42R, a resolution establishing a Citizen Civic Events Committee.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Ted, let's start with you.
Aye.
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 Thank you. And that passes as well. Next item is monthly financial report. Heidi?
Thank you. No slide tonight, no graphics, but I just wanted to point out that the financial report for October is in your council packets. I wanted to follow up on the court revenue numbers, which we discussed at the last finance report. Those numbers were actually through October. I did confirm with Jody that the caseload is up about 25%, but we're also seeing a higher incidence of traffic fines, which tend to get paid quicker and get settled more immediately than other types of court activity. And so that could be one explanation for the increase in revenues, but we will keep watching that. But overall, cases are up 25% and pretty equally balanced between West Bountiful and North Salt Lake. Another follow-up item is the economic contribution of the industrial area. We discussed this probably in the springtime. We were able to get some overlay information from our industrial zone from the county and get the property tax information. We had to back into some of the personal property numbers and back into some of the sales tax numbers. But in response to that, it does appear as if the industrial area contributes about 27% to that property and sales tax base. So $1.7 million in sales tax, which is 26%. And $850,000 in property tax, which is 28%.
I would have thought it was higher than that on both counts.
On both counts?
Yeah. But
I would still point out to some of the data that we looked at last spring related to the dealerships. A lot of our sales tax revenue and property revenue comes in through those channels, and there's just not any of that in the industrial area. While there's obviously fabrication and things like that, just not the retail sales.
Okay. We like car dealerships. They provide a lot of sales tax.
So the finance team has been very busy over the last couple months. They've launched a new business licensing renewal portal. So completely automating that, we had a quite burdensome paper process. My favorite thing is we now have electronic workflows and approvals, and things are moving much faster, and we're saving money. We used to spend almost $1,000 a year just buying the certificates to print the business license papers on and then mailing them out. Now businesses can renew, print their license themselves. If they lose them, they can just log back into their account and reprint it. It's been really slick, and Angie and Stacy just championed that project, have been so dedicated, and got that up and running. 2 months turnaround just in time for those renewals, and it's been really positive. We're also looking at the success of our parking citation process. We've struggled with this to get this off the ground, mostly in collections. So citations are issued. There's an escalation period where if it's paid within 14 days, it's $20, and then it goes to 40. It maxes out at $60 after 60 days. We're having a very difficult time collecting these. We do end up sending them, most of them, to collections. But even then, it's such a small dollar amount, it's not even enough to impact somebody's credit. And really, the intent is we're not trying to collect money. We've kept the fees low at $60. We just really would like compliance with and safer parking and safer winter, making it safer for our plows. So I think the executive staff is working together because this touches multiple areas. It touches planning and it touches the recorder's office. It ends in finance. I'm kind of at the end of the road when it comes to collecting, but everybody has some piece of involvement in enforcement. And so we're looking at that piece of city code, and hopefully would have a proposal in the next month or at the next city council meeting for some changes there, possibly to include fees, but also just the structure, potentially something for repeat offenders, something to make it a little bit more effective. Those were some of the ideas that came up. And then last, April has just been fantastic. I reported the same thing last year. She had decreased last year the amount of shutoffs that we'd done for the year by half, and she's done it again. So we only had 28 shutoffs this year. So we only had to shut off services for non-payment 28 times. That's down from over 100 a couple years ago. Last year we were at 58, and she just works very, very hard to reach out to residents, to call them, and to ensure that, you know, anything possible that can be done, she will do that to make sure that we don't have to shut off their water and their service. And so some really great things happening in the finance area, and also really grateful for the audit committee for being committed to meeting regularly and getting that group established and off the ground. So thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for...
Thank you.
Thanks, Heidi. Next item is approval of the City Council minutes for November 19th, 2024. I didn't have any changes.
Me neither.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you.
I move that the City Council approve the minutes of the November 19, 2024 meeting as written.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. That passes. Action items. As I was reading through the action items, I had a thought that if something gets out like over a year, maybe we should go back to the person that brought it up and said, do you want to continue this on the action item list? Or because sometimes it's like it gets thrown out and we don't know where to go with it. I guess I'm not trying to dump on staff for not making progress. We just don't know what to do. Is that...
Well, if you tell us that something that stays on here for 12 months is going to go away,
that's
that might be the wrong incentive for the staff. Now, there are some on here that they're all different, and there's some that are more difficult than others, of course. But we could look at a longer term section of this, maybe.
Along that line, I think item 14 is done. That can be taken off. I think we answered those questions.
lead item, current item two, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, Commissioner, Council Member, sorry. Item two, Trails Master Plan. I know we got the grant. So I don't know if we,
I think
it's just an update to that item.
I think that's one where we would move that to completed. This is actually a budget amendment, but it's noted. I mean, we're on our next budget amendment. We are going to bring that to the council, so we could move that one.
Is item five still relevant on the county winter response plan?
Well, I'm sorry that we haven't made more progress on that. It feels like, we could put that together. It feels like there's not much relevance now to the public, to North Salt Lake's public, but yeah.
I'd be okay having it come off. The Chevron, I'm just keep on ticking through if that's okay on a couple of them.
We're making great progress here, so.
The Chevron item, can we bring that back, or can we identify an approximate time frame to bring that back? It's not an urgent item, but I think if we had a time frame on it.
Yeah, sorry, which number
we
is
work
that one?
Towards. This is number item number six.
Oh,
current six.
I went to the next
page. You know, perhaps February.
Yes.
Well, moving right down. On number seven, I have been working with some developers, seeing if we can get some independent funding. But I would like to look at this. You know, we went to the expense and the time of coming up with some drafts. I would like to look at this again before spring. Maybe sometime in the early new year, so that if we can move forward with it, we have the time to do that.
Item eight, I continue to think that basic talking points for us,
yes,
about the challenges with bridges and our summarizing our current stance on that would be helpful for all of us. We get those questions all the time, and
maybe something on
great,
the website,
we'll get that done.
Don't you think?
What?
Maybe something on the website, a talking
yeah.
point
right.
from
yeah.
the city to
you.
The community. Even the Planning Commission asked whether we've ever thought about this, and I was like, only 1,000 times. So just public awareness that we are looking yeah. at it, but it's extremely difficult.
Great. We'll get that one put together.
Do we need item nine? Do we have a champion on the council for this idea?
I would say,
I was going to defer to you.
I don't. So my current life situation, I don't see a way I'm going to Africa the end of January. I'm right in the middle of
Same.
A new project, and it isn't going to happen. But I like the idea in general, but I don't know how to implement it.
That's exactly where I am. I'm not sure how to implement and the real details of the program.
And would it become very one-sided?
Well, yes, I would think so. Yeah. It's an altruistic program
yeah.
for sure. Which is great, but...
But there are resources. You know, I hear about things all the time, like, we took a bunch of computers and donated them to XYZ or something. And
yes,
so,
I'm on one of those
yeah.
yeah, charities.
Anyway, I, like I said, I like the concept. I don't know where to go with it.
I think we could remove it for now.
So I have a question on going back to Councilmember Van Langeveld. You said number 14 can come off for you. Does the council want us to stop thinking about a replacement tower? I didn't do any outreach to residents. that's where we left it last time.
It was my understanding in the meeting when we talked about this that the alternatives were so unpleasant that residents were likely to complain about those more, and that we could wait to see what residents, like how their complaints are, if they continue to present from what's available right now. I don't think a lot of people are complaining with what's there right now.
No, people.
Access, they're complaining about, but the visibility of the tower, right. I don't think is the complaint. So
that's not the complaint.
I think it can come off, but unless there's other concerns.
I'm okay with it coming off.
Okay, we'll take it off.
I feel so much better about
the I think you,
the council can keep going if you want to keep taking stuff off.
I think current 13 can come off. I think it's a nice thing to explore, but it's work. It's uncertain what to do with it. I think we've got bigger fish to fry, just in that spirit of less is more. So I'm okay having 13 come off.
I'm okay with that as well.
I noticed some of these that are unfinished have my name by them, so I'm getting a little bit of a complex here. No, I'm kidding. That's good, so I'm okay taking them off.
I think 15 looks like one that if we don't have a reason, if we cannot articulate a reason to keep it on, then we should take it off.
Yeah, 15 is one that... that is a staff priority, so
okay.
I think we can take it off this council list, but it will come back as we identify community projects that might qualify.
You know, you hear the phrase, that's a solution looking for a problem, but there's literally money looking for something. And so it's like, let's direct it. If they're going to print money and spend it like that.
Leave it on just so we're aware of it.
I've looked at it twice, and that is in two different years, and I did not think that we had a project that qualified necessarily or that would be worth going through. We've been getting such success through Wasatch Front for transportation. Anyway.
Would that tie into item 10? Could we use it towards that personal wish list?
I'll look at that.
I know that it sounds like the big barrier there is communication from the rail companies on their schedule in advance. But boy, would that help with Center Street.
That's a great, great project. And I'll look at the... at that federal program, there might be a way to marry those two ideas together.
We just need to put a light in so that the train has to stop every once in a while too.
We have to. They should have to.
Can I ask just a weird, dumb question? Maybe. You know when you're driving down Center and they like at 3:20. They have the train that goes and it stops and it goes and it stops. Is there like a schedule for that? I mean, could they maybe do it at like 3 a.m. instead of 3 p.m? I just wondered why at 3:20.
Because they don't care.
Okay, that's just my question. I mean, I figured it's scheduled, but I know there's probably a better time, right? I'm trying not to complain, but I mean, it's just... That's such a bad time. There's no good time, really, but 3:20 a.m. would be a okay time.
Unless you're catching a plane. I'll drop down to number 24. It's one of those things where it's like that kind of jumps out on the radar and then it dies. And then the first time we have a real problem, it'll be like, why didn't you guys do more? I'm okay taking that off. I just say things sometimes, Ken. I don't expect it to get on here.
The problem with that one is that it's handled ecclesiastically. so much that it feels like it's overkill.
I'll even say that my stake, for example, has been very active in the past and then not so much now. I used to have a radio that I charged every Fast Sunday for communication.
We have radios by our bedside, now.
They came and took them, said, never mind.
No, we kept ours. They wanted them back, but my husband insisted on keeping them because he's just waiting for the coming rapture. He's so excited for that. We're block captains, so we're keeping that.
Anyway, take 24 off. We don't.
Okay.
We'll just pass the resolution. We're not having any emergencies in the city.
You can take 22 off. And I'll roll in that the Utah Trail Network team is having meetings to firm up their plan for their network. And the one involving Davis County is January 21st. And I'm not entirely sure who they want to have there. But I know that if any of us wanted to go, we could. By the way, that's January 21st at 2 o'clock. But my point was mainly that number 22 can come off.
Okay.
I have one to add. I'm sorry. This is related a little bit to number 10, which is the idea of an app for the railroads. In some of my conversations last night at the Winterfest, a few residents were talking about, spreading information about the Winterfest and getting people there. And one of them was the idea of the little libraries around the city. And the idea was an app that is just a city app, that the North Salt Lake City app might have a feature that says, hey, notice the railroad is blocked right now, don't go there. But also, if you want to go to little libraries around the city, here's a map for those. And here are the events in the city, but it's all in an app. I wonder if there are other, if there's a service, just like our web service, where this is just the standard template. When cities want to have their own app and we just plug in our own data, that could be really cool.
We'll add that to this assignment. A lot of cities have done that, and I think it can be effective.
Okay. That was productive. Now I'm going to be counterproductive. We're going to go back and amend the minutes and reapprove them.
I'm going to make a motion to go back and amend the minutes because I caught some errors, and I apologize for that. And I have exactly where we need them. It is the minutes at the November 19th City Council minute at line 53. And this is the work session. This is regarding a Boulder Way Forward, but I would like it to read because it's a little bit more accurate. She noted that the city currently has 4 female council members and is one of 3 cities in Utah with this representation. If you could add that, because it's kind of unique.
Oh, I didn't know
that. We're only one
of
3 cities. I thought I said it, so that's why. And then women were half of the population we could take out, but I wanted, you don't have to take that out if you don't want to. Then line 200 in the same document. It's very possible it was your word I used, but it doesn't quite fit. So line 200, it says, we're finding ways to support the, not overreaching, but overarching outcome. Mm-hmm. We don't want to overreach as women, right? So, but we would like to succeed, is all I'm saying. So if those 2 changes could be made, I'll make the motion to amend the minutes.
Okay.
To make those 2 changes in line 53 and line 200.
All right. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Next item is council reports. Let's start with Ted.
Super brief. We have this application that we will make to WFRC on trails study connecting Centerville, Bountiful, and North Salt Lake, and now that will also include Farmington. So we are now all of South Davis in that, looking for a midtown route. So it's good.
Tammy? Or Suzette?
We're sisters from another mother. Yeah. It's fine. Yes, yeah, super brief also. Just a big shout out. I've tried to thank individuals, but it just takes a lot of staff work for every city event. And I think a lot of times I tend to show up at events and not see all of the behind-the-scenes work. Just think, oh, that was nice, hot chocolate, cookies, loved it, go home. And I just, since I've been here and on the PTAR committee, I've just really seen the tremendous amount of work it takes for all of these events. So I just wanted to give a little shout out and a thanks to city staff.
Amen.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Since we're on such a high note, I would like to say I observed how well our city is run, how well it is managed, and having participated in the audit committee just before, to see how just one area, just the finance department, is doing it well, and then we can go to public works and we can go to parks. Everything is running so smoothly, and I just want to thank everybody, the leadership, Ken and the department heads and all the staff.
Alisa.
Agreed. Thank you for the event last night. That was so fun. It was just a charming way to start the holiday season. And I have nothing to report on Health and Wellness Committee, but one suggestion that I would maybe like us to think about, and I know as the staff are putting together the different committees, is it might be time for us to consider hiring a staff member that is in charge of like a direct department kind of for the city. I know we have some contract work that does that, but a lot of our very senior staff run a lot of these events, and there might be a more efficient way to do that if we hire someone who is doing that, managing the volunteers and some of the event coordination. Also for the events committee, that committee is going to be very labor intensive, and it might be worth our time to hire somebody, even a part-time, that supports that committee rather than the more senior staff doing that, just as a suggestion.
Thank you. Suzette?
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to echo exactly what everybody said about the event yesterday, because it was so much fun, and what a fun tradition for our city, and I feel like it will just grow and get better. And Santa and Mrs. Claus, as I took them back to their sleigh, they said how awesome the fire department was in bringing them to the city, and as they had some extra time, and they were able to FaceTime their kids, and they said that was so much fun. So thank you for supporting that. And the youth council showed up and helped, and they didn't really need us. So that was, but the staff, they kept us warm with those barrels, and it was just a really well event for the staff. You do a lot of work. I've been on that committee, and I know what goes behind that. So thank you so much. We're a great city.
Okay. Todd, do you have anything for us tonight?
No, Mr. Mayor.
I don't have a lot, just a couple of little items. I participated in a very awesome event at Orchard Elementary. They did a food drive with cereal boxes, and they collected 610. Actually, two came in just after that count, so 612. Boxes of cereal they were donating to the food bank, and then Performance Automotive matched that. So working with Lee's Market, they actually had to, you know, contact General Mills or someone to make sure they had enough boxes of cereal, but it was a great event. And then had somebody there to load it all in trucks and haul it to the food bank. So it was a great event. The math, I know you're all wondering, that represented 24,000 bowls of cereal. Anyway, the other thing I was just going to say is, you know, as you read, the social media is the pulse of our community, and winter's starting, and there's the usual complaints like, well, we're not supposed to park on the street, but everyone on 350 East parks on the street, or everyone on blah, 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 you know. And it does raise that question. We've kind of, we changed the ordinance, but I think there's still a sense that we don't enforce it. And I don't know, Craig, do you want to address that at all? Do we go hard on this, or
remind what's the ordinance?
We used to be like October 1st to April 30th, you don't park on the street. Then we changed it to if there's a snowstorm coming, you've got to get off the street. And that can be hard, I guess, sometimes if you're out of town and you've got a car parked on the street or something. But
so Heidi sort of touched on this in her financial report, but we do enforce it, but it gets blown off a lot. So we are going to be looking at bringing a fee proposal adjustment to the council to decide how serious we really want to get with enforcement with it. But we do write tickets. They're civil tickets, they're not criminal. You can't really go arrest a car for not paying its ticket, so that's why we changed it to civil quite a while ago. But that's probably my comment right now.
But sorry, clarification. You write tickets during a snowstorm or during the winter?
Yeah.
Which one?
And the summer.
You can't. Which of those two?
No, all of them.
Okay.
So there's, you can't park your vehicle more than 48 consecutive hours on the street. We're probably a little bit less strict about that in the summertime than we are the wintertime. But the primary point of our change of the ordinance several years ago was the recognition that a November to April absolute prohibition didn't work for a lot of people in the city. They have family parties, they have gatherings, and there's no reason why they can't have their guests park on the street and perhaps even stay overnight unless there's a snowstorm. But when there's a snowstorm,
yeah,
we have said as a city, get your cars off the street until it's cleared curb to curb. And so we do everything we can to write warnings at the first of the season. We've been writing a lot of warnings. We've gone to now where we've written a number of citations. But after those citations are written, what happens is out of the police department's hands. Unless it's an immediate public safety hazard and we have towed vehicles from time to time, but we recognize that's pretty draconian.
Okay. I don't support a blanket prohibition during the winter on on-street parking. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I take the opposite position with all due respect. I think if we have a snow event and people are parking their cars on the street, we cannot plow.
And just to clarify, I agree with you on the snowstorm event, but not the during
blanket
winter.
Yeah.
Away
overall
from the snow. Yeah.
Just okay, so you don't think that the month criteria is satisfactory, but if it's in the winter months and it's a snow event, that's when the cars should be off the streets. I agree with that.
Okay. All right, city manager report?
Just a couple of things. We have scheduled an open house for the public on Hatch Park for the 29th of January. That's penciled in. It'll be inked in soon. But in order for us to stay on schedule, we think that's the date we need to have an open house. So you'll have another update or two before the open house so that you're comfortable with what we're showing to the public. And as a reminder, we did not schedule on our annual meeting schedule a second meeting in December. And I just wanted to remind you of that. If you would like to meet, we can, but it's the 17th of December, and I have checked with the staff, and no one seems to have items that are very urgent. So with the council's permission, we'll meet. The next meeting will be January 7th.
Note, I will not be here for that meeting.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, and we'll see you Friday night for dinner. Don't forget that. That'll be a great event.
This is social event of the season. So, okay, we don't need a closed session. So I'll make a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you. Thank you. We're adjourned. Happy